Welcome to Betty Bites, a decidedly delicious, short and sweet mind snack for your brain to chew on. I have gone back into the Betty library and pulled out my favorite Betty sound bites. A recipe, you might say. It's bits of wisdom, sprinkles of knowledge, and a dash of dry humor for you to do and be better.
So muscle is very interesting. A lot, for the longest time, people thought that it was this object of locomotion, right? It's the tissue of locomotion. Mm-hmm. But actually, muscle is much more than that. It is, and there is scientific data, that it is an organ. And by mass, it is the largest endocrine organ in the body. What do I mean by that? Well, when you contract muscles, they secrete a substance called myokines. And myokines are proteins. They're anti-inflammatory. There's multiple ones. They go to different parts of the body and they do different things. It's still a very new science, but it is an endocrine organ. Mm-hmm. So that's one. So muscle, as it relates to an organ that secretes things. Now, the other side of muscle is that it's our metabolic currency. It is responsible for 80% of glucose disposal. So glucose disposal, the carbohydrates that we eat. It is one of the largest sites for lipid oxidation. A lot of people talk about, well, you know, I have high cholesterol, I should take a statin. Another way of thinking about that is the more muscle you have, the more fat you're oxidizing. Mm-hmm. It is largely responsible for our resting metabolic rate. And that's the amount of energy that we're burning at rest. Also, muscle is our biggest protector from chronic disease. So obesity, hypertension, Alzheimer's, cardiovascular disease, these are all diseases of metabolic dysregulation.
Right.
And muscle is really that kind of golden egg to protect you as you age. So that's kind of like the big picture. And on that note, one of the other concepts of muscle-centric medicine, which is this term that I coined this term from my years of training, is that we focus on being over fat. Everybody's focused on obesity, over fatness, mm-hmm. body fat percent. But the issue is actually being under muscled.
Right.
And it's such a new concept that we don't even know. So for you, I don't know what percent muscle mass you should be. And for me, we don't know that answer either, mm-hmm. because we've spent decades focusing on the problem, on a problem as opposed to a solution.
Right. And I love what you're saying in terms of the muscles being an, as a whole, the largest organ in the body being an endocrine organ. And just to extend on what you were saying around myokines, these are, you know, anti-inflammatory, as you said. They're, you know, when you contract your muscle, that's when they're released. Interestingly, that's where, you know, we see receptors, myokine receptors in the brain, bone, liver, yep. and pancreas. So this is backing up everything that you're saying in terms of this is an endocrine and metabolic organ. There's no reason why there would be myokine receptors on the liver on the, or the pancreas, if there wasn't a metabolic involved, if the muscles weren't intimately connected with this metabolic component of our health. So the other thing, I like this idea of the excess adiposity or the excess fat not being the problem. It's this under muscle, it's being yeah. under muscled. One of my mentors, his name is Dr. Michael Hall. He's a functional neurologist. And I remember once he was in Toronto and I was attending one of his lectures. He was saying, you know, this idea, we always have, these, you know, devices, these Fitbits and whatever that tell us that we need to be walking 10,000 steps a day. And he said, you know, when we look at our ancestors, they were taking 20 to 25,000 steps of this like low level activity through the day.
Yes.
And most of us don't even hit the 10K, you know, the Fitbit recommendation, or maybe not just Fitbit, but you know, that's the most common, I think, you know, sensor that people use. People don't even get that. So there's also this idea of the sedentary lifestyle.
Yes. We're very domesticated as a culture. Mm-hmm. We're a domesticated culture.
Yeah.
And with that, we have to evolve what we're eating to make up for that.
Right. And if you don't, I mean, your work is, you know, your post, I think your post grad work was in sarcopenic obesity.
My post grad work was, yes, it was in obesity medicine and geriatrics.
And geriatrics.
And nutritional sciences. So all of that combined. And part of that is obesogenic sarcopenia.
So let's talk about, let's define obesogenic sarcopenia for the listener, what happens, and then let's talk about some of the ways that we can prevent it and clinically what you see and some of the prophylactic things that we can take with it.
Absolutely. So let's start with defining what sarcopenia is. Everybody's probably heard about sarcopenia as it relates to a disease of aging. So you see a frail elderly person and you think, wow, this person has sarcopenia, they've lost all their muscle. But actually, sarcopenia is not a disease of aging. And obesogenic sarcopenia is just the concept that it's a now over fat. Fat infiltrates into the muscle. You've now become over fat and under muscled. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of the equivalent to a marbled steak.
Right. And, good for dinner, not so good for humans.
Totally.
Right?
Keep your fat out of your muscle and just keep it into the steak that you're eating.
Yeah, yeah.
So sarcopenia is a disease that can happen in midlife. And really, it's the destruction of muscle tissue and it's muscle size and muscle strength. And really, it comes from underuse. I mean, there's a few things that can happen with it. It's underuse, so being sedentary. It's having low-grade inflammation. Poor, low-protein diet. Mm-hmm. Medications can do it. So there are a few things that contribute to sarcopenia. Insulin resistance. You know, it's interesting. It's a disease. So the loss of muscle is actually a disease. It has its own ICD-9 or ICD-10 code now.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
All right, Bettys, if you found that little snippet whet your appetite and you are looking for more, you can go to our show notes for this episode. And in the show notes, we will have a link for you to click on and it will bring you to the full, robust, juicy conversation.